This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, surely indeed. It does not matter who the host is. What it matters is who the listeners are. Always has, always will. That is the point of this show. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday, March the 26th of 2024, day 86 of the year, and only 280 days left to go. We are broadcasting from not the Safety FM studios again. We are broadcasting from Houston, Texas. Yes, that's exactly what's going on right here today. And we are hanging out in the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and family. Friends and family. Wow, that sounds like a discount thing. Yeah, our friends and colleagues at this other side of the network.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Yeah, some good old friends and family right there, that's for sure. Anyway, so as we continue to broadcast, it sounds like as we're coming across our lovely, lovely, lovely different areas in Texas. Yeah, because that's what we've been doing. We're hanging out in Texas, just in case if you have not noticed on what exactly is going on, which is, I guess, one of those things that we have to have those conversations because I deem them super important to talk about as we are going through everything and everyone as we are going through the process. So why are we in Texas? Well, right now, as we're going over these last little bit, I've been going through some classes is what's really been going on. So the Texas route continues. So if you want to interact with the show, it's a little process that you have to go through. Pretty simple. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. That will get everything moving and grooving for you. It's the simplest process in regards of doing that. Once you get there, it will give you an option of doing video messaging, audio messaging, or text messaging. What you will realize today, though, if you normally hang out on the video streamer, there is no video this week. Or there probably won't be video until later this week, is really what it boils down to. Because, you know, the video setup is a little bit harder to carry around, but you can still listen to us on the podcast network, or you can take a listen to what we have going on, of course, on your favorite radio streamer, because we're pretty much across a good chunk of them as we are going. So anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about, well, what's on the streamer, the trend.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as we talk about the trends of the ends of the ends, FTX winds down and scores big win, and president of El Salvador cracks down. We'll talk about that as we get into the hit list. Yellowstone star gets booted from a flight, and Rebel Wilson calls out Hollywood asshole. in show business. No word on the filming of Euphoria will resume. We'll talk about that as we get into the casting calls. And there is a King and Princess Kate bond. They'll talk about that as we go in through some more of the information of the things that are going on. So if you're not familiar with the show, we talk about safety in the news, news and safety. That's kind of what our format of our show is. We do have some professional broadcasters that come in, give us a little skedaddle daddle of everything that's going on inside of the world, because that is just the way that it works out. And then we kind of move on and go from there. So with that being said, if you're ready, I'm ready. So this way we can get through the news and talk about what the heck is going on in regards to that. So with that being said, why don't we go ahead and bring in some Michael Kastner right now and get that moving for you.
NBC News Radio. I'm Michael Kastner. There's an ongoing multi-agency rescue operation underway in Baltimore after a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to collapse. The latest from Jennifer Polsoni.
Video footage shows the moment the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed after one of its supports was struck by a large ship. It happened around 1:30 in the morning, with the ship then catching fire. Baltimore City fire officials say up to 20 individuals may be in the Patapsco River. Dive teams in the water. The 1.6-mile-long bridge above the Patapsco River, heavily traveled, carrying north and southbound lanes of Interstate 695. All traffic is being detoured. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott among those responding to the scene. Authorities calling it a mass casualty, multi-agency incident.
Former President Trump's New York hush money trial will begin next month. More from Mark Mayfield.
A judge rejected a further delay in the case and set jury selection to begin on April 15th. Trump's lawyers had asked to have the trial to either be delayed or dismissed. This comes as an appeals court lowered the bond that Trump has to pay in his New York civil fraud trial. The court lowered the bond from $454 million to $175 million and gave him 10 days to make the payment. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Texas Department of Public Safety is clarifying how they would enforce a new immigration law if it's allowed to go into effect. More from Brian Shook.
A spokesman says that troopers would only arrest illegal migrants they see crossing the Rio Grande. He pushed back against Interior Enforcement, saying they would not check a driver's immigration status during traffic stops, but opponents say that conflicts with how the law is written. There are no geographical constraints. It allows judges to order immediate deportations. A federal appeals court has put the law on hold as suits play out.
Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. A major bridge in the U.S. city of Baltimore's collapsed after being hit by a container ship. Israel claims Hamas was emboldened to reject a latest ceasefire proposal after the UN Security Council approved a resolution calling for one. The UK government's under growing pressure to toughen its stance on China, and Mumbai has overtaken Beijing in terms of its number of billionaires, according to a new rich list.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
One man is dead and his brother injured after a mountain lion attack in El Dorado County in California. More from Nika Magajas.
It was a frantic 911 call on Saturday, and Captain Patrick Foy with California Department of Fish and Wildlife says after that, it was all hands on deck.
We brought with us professional trackers. They use dogs that are trained to track lions, and they found the mountain lion in 45 seconds.
The mountain lion that killed 21-year-old Taylan Brooks near Georgetown was euthanized just hours after the incident. Taylan's brother, 18-year-old Wyatt, is home recovering after undergoing multiple surgeries. Officials say the two were out hunting for shedded antlers when they were attacked.
Older adults have many advantages when it comes to saving tax dollars. Kristen Marks reports.
Neil Frankel, a longtime CPA with his own practice in New York City, says the standard deduction is higher for people 65 and older.
So if you're 65, you get $1,850 more in a standard deduction. If you are single, and you get $1,500 more per person if you are married.
Frankel also says one thing most people don't know concerns the RMD, or required minimum distribution, that people must take out at age 73 from their retirement accounts. You can take $100,000 of that money and directly transfer it into a charity, which in turn would take $100,000 off your income.
You can take $100,000 out of that money, okay, instead of paying taxes on it when you get it as the RMD. You can donate it to a charity dollar for dollar. Get a nice, huge tax break.
Finally, Frankel reminds 65-plus adults that the medical insurance premiums taken out when applying for Medicare are deductible as medical expenses.
Production for the third season of the hit HBO series Euphoria is being delayed. An HBO spokesperson said the network and show creator remain committed to making an exceptional third season. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Let's start using cutting-edge WarpSpeed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium.
premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello. Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, here we are currently 15 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out doing our thing. There is no doubt about that as you and I are here on this lovely, lovely, lovely Tuesday. No doubt about that. As ATF, wow, I can't just even see anything this morning. As FTX continues to wind down the process, it has agreed to sell all of its stake in artificial intelligence company Anthropic for $84 million. That's almost $500 million of the stake will be sold to an investment fund affiliated to the United Emirates, but its second largest stake will go to the hedge fund of Jane Street, where Sam Bankman-Fried began his career. A Delaware bankruptcy judge says that the final say of the sell-off plans will be in place here relatively quick. Worth noting, though, the timing of the conditional SBF Thursday sentencing will sell off the process and will continue weeks and months following the decision. This is according to CNBC. So as you take a look around and come to these, conversations on what's going on, what do you think about this process? It's almost kind of like we've seen some of this before, depending on how long you've been tracking on how some of these companies do some of these things. So there is no doubt that the world does get weird. It doesn't get better. Sometimes it just gets weird.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why that makes me an idiot. I just think it makes me a little bit convoluted in some of the things that I say, maybe. But hey, it's just a process and some things to think about. Anyways, farmers in England drove their tractors into the heart of London on Monday to protest the rules and regulations that disadvantage their crops and foreign imports. An estimated 100 farm vehicles gummed up the Westminster area in the thick evening rush hour as part of the protest, joined by crowds of solidarity protesters. One rep protest tells LBC, "We want to get fair price for what we do and not be prejudiced against the imports." The Office of the Prime Minister released a statement indicating that he is open to pausing for the future talks to ensure that the farmers' concerns are being addressed in any future details. But around 8 p.m. local time, the protest dissipated. Police were on hand, and the choral onlookers, most whom applauded the farmers. This was via LBC and The Telegraph. So there you go. What do you think here? Are they doing the right thing? You're noticing more and more, though, if you're paying attention to some of these things that are going on, that farmers are just kind of going out into the streets and taking their large, heavy equipment out there and just, hey, if they want to form a blockade, they're going blockade mode, and there's really not much you can do about it once these things start going down. So just some stuff to give some consideration to as we are talking. Anyways, take a listen to this. A study from the Institute of Social and Economic Research at the University of Sussex suggests that schoolyard bullies end up earning more money. In 1970, Britain created a formal cohort study to keep tabs about 70,000 some odd people throughout their lives and track data. Researchers in the study use this data as a baseline. They compared assessments given by the teachers in the 1980s and the cohorts and career data provided in 2016 when the subjects would have been 46 years of age. One of the authors of the study tells The Guardian that they were surprised with the strong link between aggressive behavior at school and higher earning in their later in life. those with aggressive behavior characteristics noted by teachers in the 1980s ended up earning their over their calmer peers by 4%, 36 years later having a 6% stronger cognition skill. So maybe that's something to think about. Think about that from the bullies that you did not like when you were younger. How did that work?
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
So a lot of stuff going on real quick inside of that particular regards. Hold on real quick. I'm noticing a system issue, so give me just one moment and let's take a look on how we can solve some of this stuff, because that's how we do it.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safety FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit. Radio Big.
Okay, there you go. Sorry about that. Not 100% sure what was going on, but things do happen. 23 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out. So fresh off of his re-election, President of El Salvador has reaffirmed his commitment to ending the gang violence in his country. After one term, El Salvador has statistically eliminated murder in the country by aggressively arresting gang members and all of its affiliates. But on Sunday, the government announced that the murders in the northern part of the country, the president responded. Response has been swift. He ordered 6,000 military and police forces to the region further to crack down. We are not going to stop until we eradicate what little remains of the gangs. Berkeley also, in a post on X, along with a video of troops preparing to deploy you know, some more military there. So it's going to be interesting to see on how some of these things continue going forward. No doubt about that. Anyways, the Lego Group wants California Police Department to stop putting digital versions of Lego heads over suspects' faces in a social media post. Images of the Murrieta Police Department Instagram page show that the digitally superimposed blocks with a variety of facial expressions, crying, frowning, smirking, or raging, the faces have allegedly unlawful citizens. A spokesperson for the department explained that in order to share what is happening in Murrieta, we choose to cover the faces of the suspect to protect their identity while still aligning with the new law. The act of hiding suspect identities falls into line with a bill that passed in 2021, which prohibits local enforcement agencies from publishing images of suspects' involvement. Going forward, the department will get creative with other digital disguises such as Barbie and Shrek. This is according to Fox News. So let me ask a strange question here. Because if they're able to do it with faces like that, why don't they use other marks, other things? Because now you're able to use copyrighted material and not have a problem with it? It seems kind of odd that that would be the default to go to and there not be any kind of repercussion in regards of what is going on. Just something to think about, no doubt about that. So as you give this some thought, as you give this a whirly-whirly here, if one may say it in that particular format, what do you think? Because it's kind of strange that you would be able to use that kind of information to change everything up. Just saying. Just a quick thought process on my end. Anyway, let's talk about some numbers things this morning. The Dow lost about 162 points to close at 39,313 on Monday. The S&P lost about 15 points to close at 5,218. And the NASDAQ lost 44 points to close at 16,384. West Texas Intermediate closed at $81 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $86 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.53 on Monday. Bitcoin gained on Monday up over 5.5% and trading for a while over $71,000. There was more than 3,280 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, and about 100 such cancellations. Also, let's see, tonight's Make a Million Dollar drawing will be for $1.1 billion jackpot or a $525.8 million cash payout. So I guess if you want to play the game, definitely today is the day to do so. Think about that. I mean, I know that some people have dreams all the time that they're going to hit that thing for $1 billion and be able to move forward. So I don't know. Maybe that is your dream tonight in regards of potential things that might happen to you. You never know. It could be your possibility. So anyways, what do you think there? So I think that's one of the highest ones that's been in quite some time, but I don't know. I don't normally keep up with the lottery. I know we kind of talk about it all the time here because that's at least some of the things that we do on this show in regards of talking about some of the stuff that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse as we are giving some thought process to some of these things. That is for sure.
They're good. They're very funny.
They're hilarious.
They just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
Rated R. Safety Show.
Oh, yes, Rated R Safety Show, no doubt. Anyway, so taking a look around at some of the things that are going on, if you were hanging out on the news yesterday, homes belonging to Sean Diddy Combs in Los Angeles and Miami were raided by the Department of Homeland Security on Monday afternoon in connection with federal sex trafficking investigation. Local news station caught the raid, which resulted in several people being escorted from the home in handcuffs, including Diddy's two sons, 30-year-old Justin and 30-year-old Justin and 25-year-old King. Many may recall that Diddy was hit with four lawsuits accusing him of sexual abuse in recent months, starting with his ex-girlfriend Cassandra Ventura, who claims that dealt with years of sexual assault abuse during their 13-year off-again and off-again relationship. The day after they made the bombshell claims, however, a settlement was reached between the two. It is unclear if the investigation is related to any other accusers. It's unknown where Diddy was during the raids, though at the time of the reporting, TMZ it had tracked down in a private jet in Antigua. This is according to Fox 11 and TMZ. So definitely some things to think about as we are talking. So as you take a look at this, what do you think? Do you think the timeline and the timing is a little bit off in regards on how that is working? Or do you go, hey, it's just another thing that's going on and going around? I never know what to think about some of these things, because you look at it and you go, these are some people that were prominent and big inside, you know, of the Hollywood land for a period of time. And then you take a look at it and go, I don't know what to think going forward. Just a thought process. Anyways, actress Rebel Wilson identified the asshole that is discussed in her forthcoming memoir, Rebel Rising. In a since-deleted Instagram post, Wilson wrote, "The asshole that I am talking about in one chapter of my book is Sacha Baron Cohen. Wilson and Cohen started opposite one another in the movie Grimsey, which is when the bad blood allegedly began, only to get worse when they worked together on one of the scenes in Borat. In response, a spokesperson for Cohen called the claims as false, adding that they could be contradictory by the extensive details of evidence, including contemporaneous documents and film footage and eyewitnesses' account. No word on whether or not Cohen will take legal action against the actor, thus delaying a debut of Rebel Rising, which was set to hit the shelves on April the 2nd. So I don't know. It's kind of an interesting one as we are taking a look at that, no doubt about it. Also, Arnold Schwarzenegger joked about turning into the Terminator after being fitted with a pacemaker last week. The 76-year-old shared the health update on his Arnold Pump Club podcast, saying, "I had a surgery to become a little bit more machine. I got a pacemaker." Prior to the latest procedure, Schwarzenegger underwent 3 open heart surgeries. This is according to the Daily Mail. So what do you think there? A lot of stuff going on, no doubt about that. So let's talk about this real quick. If you are digging deeper for the bill to fill up your car as of late, you are not alone. Gas prices in Southern California have jumped up but to the $5 mark in Los Angeles, San Diego counties. AAA's Marie Montgomery says they're experiencing several things by adding in the recent spike. She says that there's less gas production because of fewer refineries.
There's not going to be any new ones, and old ones are being decommissioned every year.
Montgomery also says that the gas elsewhere that leads to the rising cost, the auto club keeps your car maintained and checks the tire pressure and extended mileage. Also, Miss Montgomery Auto Club in the Southern California says that they will get gas elsewhere, but it also leads to rising costs.
Import from other countries for gasoline, because California has no pipeline for gasoline from other states.
She also went as far as actually saying that there's a different kind of gas depending on the seasonal weather.
The switch over from what we call the winter blend of gasoline to the summer blend of gasoline for air quality purposes, that is more expensive.
So I did not realize that there was a different style of gasoline depending on the time of the year that it was. Very interesting stuff. Take a listen to this. A South Jersey dog is lucky to be alive after getting his head stuck into a tire rim. Sarah Lee Kessler has more.
Austin Delano couldn't believe it when he saw Daisy with her head trapped in the rim of a spare truck tire. The 11-month-old pup had been exploring his Franklinville garage over the weekend when it happened.
I figured it would have been pretty easy to get it out. Obviously not. They made the decision to call the fire department.
Volunteer firefighters tried soap, water, lotion, oil, but nothing worked. When Daisy's eyes turned red and she started gasping for air, they decided to use a plasma cutter to free her. Fortunately, Daisy's fine, and Delano, well, he's so grateful, he says he's decided to apply to be a volunteer firefighter. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio, New Jersey.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, there you go. Let's take a look. What are we looking at here? 33 minutes after the hour. So all kinds of fun stuff as we are still talking and moving and grooving, that is for sure. So why don't we go ahead and do this? Why don't we go ahead and drop into our main story right now as we are talking?
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so a lot of stuff going on inside of the timeline, a lot of stuff going on inside of the world as we get to hang out and move and groove. And I keep on taking a look, and I've been extremely blessed as of late to be able to go to these different areas and take a look around in regards of what is going on inside of different organizations. I've been able to go around and take a look at the things that are happening as we take a look at the world of the multiverse is maybe the best way to kind of give this some insight knowledge. But I look at this and I go, when I get to go around and take a look at this stuff, I don't know why, but it seems like people are getting hungrier and hungrier for information. And I think that's a great thing, that people are wanting new information on things that are changing and things that are evolving inside of the industry, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But what I don't understand is when you start looking at some of this data, when you start looking at some of this new information that's out there, is where we're going to start seeing the blend of artificial intelligence and the blend of the information that's already out there. Now, there are large language models that are out there. There are large language networks that are out there. Yeah, there's some key differences between the two. But as you take a look at these things, you have to look that the data is still being sourced by organizations on how it gets dumped into some of these artificial intelligence systems. Without the data, you can't really move forward. So here is where the question comes in. When you were sourcing data inside of the organization that you're at, how was it done previously? How was the information looked at? How was the information acquired? Because this is where it gets very strange. We used to put things back in the day, and I'm just going to talk about how things were done before, in audit forms. And I know that, you know, you mentioned the word audit nowadays, and it's like a curse word to some people. But that is how things were tracked. Observations, people use that term too. So how are you tracking information right now? Now, I will tell you, I used to go through these processes where you were doing a daily vehicle check, and we would audit those. We would take a look at them. It wasn't for the purpose of finding something that was bad, because that's what some people believe that audits are about. That is never an issue there. It's always the thing of talking about not so much the audit. It was just seeing what information you were finding. It was based on true findings, and it was interesting seeing on how technology played into those factors. And right now, as you look at some of the data that's out there, and you're able to play with the AI aspect on how much different things can be, on how much different things can be overall if you allow it to do so. So that is where it's going to get interesting. So right now, are you using AI inside of your system? And if you are, how is the data tracked? That's going to be the other portion that I'm extremely curious about. Because the tracking of the data is going to play the factor in how you analyze the information that comes out if you dump it into an AI system will be the other side of the equation that people will be asking for years to come what is happening.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Woo-hoo.
Snarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Okay, men. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. I know you won't, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, and proud aunt. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing. But not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. 1 in 6. That little girl sitting alone at the playground, she can't play like the other kids. She doesn't have the energy because she's hungry. School lunch will be her only meal today. It breaks my heart that this is the reality in our country, but it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. This food is then provided to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about using your imagination, learning, and having fun. These children shouldn't have to miss out on simply being a kid because they're hungry. To find out how you can help end childhood hunger in your community, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
It's time I get in my bed and stop and go.
Okay, there you go. You keep on changing it up. 43 minutes past the top of the hour. There is no doubt about that. Yeah, that right there is Shapeshifters. Really, it's Step Rockets with Shapeshifter. That is the way that it goes. Yep, some things going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Yeah, this song's readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music if you're so inclined right there. No doubt. No doubt right there. So there you go. Yeah, it keeps on changing it up. Some Shapeshifter action. Give it a little streamer emer action if you're so inclined to do so. No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. Anyway, so as we are talking, we'd like to thank good old Step Rocket for this one. Always having fun, of course. Listening to some music. Doing our thing. What else are we going to be doing? Of course, that's what we're doing. Okay, so let's get into the move and the groove of some other things. So let's talk about this real quick. Let's talk about the most important thing that I will tell you in my lifetime. So no matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people to write love on your arms want you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. Once you actually get there, click on the section that says find help. Once you get it and you get the information, everything will go smooth and groovy for you. No doubt. To write love on her arms, TWLOHA.com. Click there and things will move forward for you. No doubt about it. Once you get there, they'll have all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. So there you go. TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. To write love on her arms. Let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Should we talk about Welcome to Barbie Land? Yeah, Barbie will be on one of the star attractions of the newly announced theme park. Mattel Inc. in collaboration with Epic Resort Destination has announced the development of the second Mattel's second adventure park and a new entertainment resort in Kansas. Ground will be broken faster this year on the new family-friendly theme destination slated to open in 2026. The new Mattel Adventure Park in Kansas City will offer many attractions of the Mattel Adventure Park Glendale, Arizona, including Hot Wheels roller coaster. The new KC location will also boast a Barbie Beach House featuring an interactive retail experience where fans can create their own customized Barbie sets using hologram technology to make Barbie come to life. In addition, Barbie-themed flying theater and the attraction that will feature a restaurant and bar and the Barbie rooftop. So there you go. So where if you're oversized and you can always count on the staff telling you that you've had enough. Yeah, enough. Please, 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 please don't tell that there will be barbecue. You get it? Barbecue.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. Some stuff to think about. Let's talk about this. DoorDash has announced that it's testing a new method of fast food delivery in partnership with Alphabet Wing Drone Delivery Company. So if you're lucky enough to live near Wendy's on Franklin Street in Virginia, you should be able to have your square beef burger delivered by a drone, according to DoorDash. The drone delivery area covers most homes in a 2.5-mile radius. The restaurant drone delivery requires roughly 2 meters of diameter clearing, such as a driveway that isn't blocked by trees, buildings, or any other projecting objects. Deliveries should be within 10 to 20 minutes after ordering, carried by drones, and travel around about 65 miles per hour. So, wow, that is some really fast food if you kind of give it some thought process right there. Also, a restaurant offering a discount to parents and good children's, according to a viral post on Reddit thread. The subreddit group of mildly interesting shows that a cropped image of a restaurant receipt that the itemized discount line, well-behaved kids, the saving for the parents, Angelic Darling, worked out at to $6.72. The name and the location of the eatery was not given, but people definitely weren't shy about giving their 2 cents about the policy. One wrote that they're human beings, and none of them are going to be well behaved at all time. That's life. Another felt that having someone judgment called for a single table of their kids is ridiculous. And on the other side, a booth of one Redditor supported the police, saying, "I would absolutely 100% give a massive discount to a well behaved children at my job. I cut hair." Another chimed in, "They need a discount for well-behaved adults too." So there it is. You know how it is. There's the work line. You end up well-behaved by kids. Booyah. I mean, it is just an interesting thing what people will get into in regards of conversations of not being happy on things that are done. So I guess something that was kind of plain and simple became a total cluster F if you kind of give it some idea here. I mean, just listen to that. Somebody was trying to do a nice thing in regards of doing something, and somebody said it's a total cluster about the whole thing. I mean, it just gets weird sometimes.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, Rated R Safety Show, we are still continuing on, 49 minutes past the top of the hour, as we are still here in Houston, Texas, as we are doing our thing. Let's talk real quick about some other stuff that is going on. Some hotel workers in Los Angeles County are getting raises of 40 and 50% after union members who work in those hotels, like this woman, ratified a new contract on Monday.
"The wage raise will give me peace of mind. It means I don't have to put in extra hours to make ends meet."
It comes after a strike started last July, and it involved about 10,000 employees who worked at 53 hotels, and the largest hotel worker strike in modern history. The union and 34 hotels have a 4-year contract in place that includes $10 per hour pay raise. Pre-pandemic staffing guarantees a low-cost health care and employees and for their employees and family. This hotel employee says that she's in agreement, also has a better future.
"I'll be able to retire in peace with my pension. After many years of hard work, I will have the freedom to enjoy my family and myself."
Okay, so I just want to make sure that I understand that. This was a strike that started July of last year. And we're in March, almost April at this particular point. Wow, that is a long strike in regards to getting some of these things rectified. Not even sure how that worked out. Anyways, the U.S. military is deploying Navy sailors based out of Coronado to Gaza. Bree Tennis has more.
This deployment comes as a presidential decision with the military to better deliver humanitarian aid. The 260 sailors from Naval Beach Group will build a floating dock known in military circles as a roll-on, roll-off discharge facility. Officials say it'll be built about 3 miles off the coast of Gaza and will allow cargo ships to unload aid at sea. U.S. officials say there will be no boots on the ground during this deployment. I'm Bree Tennis.
Okay, thank you, Bree Tennis, for that information right there. No doubt about that. Take a listen to this. This is also coming out of California. This is a city of industry. There's new information about a teen girl who was shot herself with a deputy gun during a struggle inside of a Los Angeles County Sheriff's Station. Daniel Martindale has more.
The girl died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound Sunday night inside the city of industry station. The girl's foster parents had called 911 just 15 minutes earlier, reporting a family disturbance in the city of La Puente. Family members said she was having a mental health crisis. The girl had left the scene before deputies arrived, then knocked on the front door of the sheriff's station about a mile away. That's when she lunged at a deputy and grabbed a gun out of their holster. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Okay, thank you, Daniel Martindale, for that one. As we are talking, take a listen to this. A landslide covering part of Highway 150 in Santa Paula is moving again. Daniel Martindale gives us an update.
On Monday, Caltrans discovered new movement just south of the original landslide. Two geologists who were observing the landslide at the time saw the new movement happen. Evacuation warnings have been issued to the residents of 3 homes, which could be in harm's way if the landslide keeps shifting and expanding. Highway 150 is not expected to be even partially reopened until May at the earliest. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Okay, thank you, Daniel Martindale, for that. Let's see if we can do in some happier stuff. Let's bring in some John Smalls and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Alyssa. Vidal Sassoon said, The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. I love that. I know many successful entrepreneurs, and each of them have made it in life because they worked hard. I also know some people who have never really put in the time and effort to become successful. They're more like wantrepreneurs. They want to be successful, but they just haven't put in the time and effort to be a success. There's a tiny fraction of people who will have success very quickly, but most people don't get to experience that. It typically takes a long time and a bunch of effort and a bunch of work. And sadly, many people give up way before they get to the finish line.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
A dating app claims to be able to detect a sexually transmitted infection by scanning a photo of a man's private parts.
Calmara uses artificial intelligence to scan a photo, and then the app would conclude whether the man is in the clear for safe sex. HeHealth, the company behind Calmara, says the app is HIPAA compliant, but does not specify where the photos are stored, for how long, and whether they're vulnerable to hackers. Medical experts say this is a bad idea because blood and urine samples are required in order to detect an infection. I'm Phil Hewlett.
Iowa is facing a concerning trend with soaring cancer rates. Studies show a potential connection between agricultural activities and the increased cancer rates in the state. Exposure to chemicals like nitrate and pesticides used in farming is under examination for its possible role in cancer development. Health update, Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
Okay, Sarah Lee Kessler, thank you for that information real quick. I guess I should I talk about this? Let's do this anyways. The Great American Eclipse that will be here on April the 8th brings some eye safety to front of mind if you're going to take a look at this.
Damage can occur in under a minute with prolonged exposure. Patients can cause sometimes even permanent damage to their retina.
Okay, that's Dr. Andrew Osborne, an ophthalmologist at the Missouri Eye Institute, says that the eye can quickly be damaged if you only take a safe look at the sun during the totality, which only makes up a few minutes of the eclipse. Unprotected sun exposure can lead to blind spots, distorted vision, also altered perception of color, according to Osborne. While it's rare for patients to develop solar retinal issues, he only also says that one case is what it needs for his practice. The only treatment at this time is to fully recover is not guaranteed. Listen to what he had to say.
That patient, you know, was unable to achieve 20/20 vision.
So he also wanted to say that the retina cannot be replaced with one of the most important parts of your eye.
Things like the lens or the cornea in the front of the eye can be replaced or transplanted, but the retina cannot.
Okay, so take a listen to this. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. The first organ transplant between an HIV donor and an HIV recipient takes place. The multidisciplinary team, also at Johns Hopkins University Hospital, jumped into the opportunity to perform the kidney transplant, becoming the first to do so in the United States. Nina Martinez, who acquired the HIV when she was 6 weeks old through a blood transfusion, donated her kidney to an anonymous recipient. That happened back on this date in 2019. Let's talk about some birthdays for today. Kenny Chesney turns 56. Martin Short turns 74. Steven Tyler turns 76. Diana Ross turns 80. And Nancy Pelosi turns 84 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's National Science Appreciation Day. Make up your own holiday day. Live long and prosper day. Black Marriage Day. I didn't even know that was a thing. Purple Day. I thought it was just a marriage day as we talk about it. National Spinach Day and Good Hair Day. So I guess that's something I will never celebrate. Good Hair Day. Yeah. Just saying. I don't see how I would be able to celebrate that one. That is for sure. Anyways, if you need a random joke for today, here you go. At home, I'm treated like a god. I'm generally ignored until someone wants something. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is the absolute worst movie you've never watched? If you need something for the water cooler, try this. In a survey, 21% of people named their cars after this. What is it? A favorite movie character. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on. Anyways, at the top of the hour, I'll be going over exclusively to Radio Big. If you want to come in out and hang out over there, you're more than welcome on doing so. If not, you can stay here on Safety FM and hang out with Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. No doubt about that. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. And that is the listener, because without you, it doesn't make any sense to do what we do around here. No doubt about it. Anyways, I know who you are. Oh, no. No, not yet. Not yet. Let me give you this deep thought. The main thing is not so much where you stand, but it's what direction you're moving. Keep that in mind. Now, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you. Mean it and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.